第四篇
Passage 4
英汉口译
English Chinese Interpretation Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
In this new era that features reform and development, I feel honored to have been invited to attend the third International Conference on Stock Market Development. I would like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the opportunity to give a lecture on the topic of stock market and market psychology. The economist John Maynard Keynes argued that market behavior could not be rational or subject to improvement, since our existing knowledge did not provide a sufficient basis for a calculated mathematical expectation of investment returns. I think this observation is particularly true when the object of speculation involves the application of a new technology, such as the Internet. Modern financial theory attempts to surmount the problem of an unknowable future by suggesting that returns can be predicted by measuring the past volatility of share prices. Shares that exhibit higher volatility are expected to yield greater returns. Yet this assumes the future will be a continuation of the past, like steering a car by looking in the rear-view mirror. Investors therefore remain heavily dependent on their emotions, the feelings of greed and fear that drive markets remain constant throughout the ages. The psychology of the market is one that includes both the psychology of investing and the psychology of gambling. There are the compulsive attractions of gambling in the market, the undulating moods of the stock market, alternating between its bull phase of energy greediness and grandiosity and the bear phase of timidity, anxiety, indecisiveness, and self-doubt, reflect the manic behavior of the gambling addict. Speculation differs from most gambling activities in that the beliefs of the participants affect the results. In certain circumstances, speculators are capable of creating self-fulfilling prophecies. Success in speculation is ultimately dependent on finding someone else to buy your shares at a higher price than you paid for him or her. Every speculative bubble resembles a chain letter in that profits are provided by late entrants to the market. Everyone is attempting to anticipate the immediate intentions of his competitors. In such circumstances, paying attention to shifts in market psychology becomes essential. The crowd mentality remains a potent source of investor irrationality, whether in London's coffeehouse stock market of the 17th century or in the internet investment bulletin boards today. Freud identified the key features of a crowd mentality: invincibility, irresponsibility, impetuosity, contagion, changeability, suggestibility, collective hallucination, and intellectual inferiority. Again, we find these traits during the later stages of a bull market. What makes matters even worse is that speculators as a group are susceptible to cognitive dissonance. They block out negative or dissonant information and focus only on the positive aspects of their position. This explains why speculators pay little heed to warnings. Why are people unable to escape the lure of the crowd? The answer can be found in the nature of our material ambitions. The quest for wealth is calculated not in absolute but in relative terms. We always measure our fortunes against those of our contemporaries. Many people find it too painful to remain inactive, while others are speculating and making money. The individual has little to lose by assuming the same risks, because when the market turns, his relative position is unaffected. Usually, speculators appear to forget their painful experiences more and more quickly. Hence, we find the periodical recurrences of speculative booms. There must be a vast fund of stupidity in human nature, or else men would not be caught 1,000 times over by the same snare. The only way to avoid this fate is to maintain a contrarian position. Go against the market psychology, which, of course, is both lonely and involves a great test of will.